93 KMBA, Be Good Tanya is from Blue Horse and Only in the Past. New music from White Horse, Boys Like You. A big first single from their upcoming album, which I don't have a release date or a name on it yet, so I guess we'll know when we get it. It was Stefan Grappelli along with David Grisman Quintet and Dogma, Sturgill Simpson back there, and Chuck Prophet with Bobby Fuller, Died for Your Sins. Title track to his latest disc. It is 8:27. Happy Friday to you, TGIF. And on Fridays, of course, KMBA puts the spotlight on local artists. This week, another visit with producer James Glaives, who gives us a listen to new projects, artists, and activity on the local music scene. Join Lauren Dixon for the Alaska Music Spotlight today and every Friday at 5:30 right here on 90.3 KMBA. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheiflick.
What's coming up?
Well, we've got a great conversation with Polly Andrews, South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative Outreach Advocate. And
We'll come back with that after this.
When a federal judge in Hawaii put a halt to President Donald Trump's travel ban, supporters of the ban responded with the hashtag Boycott Hawaii. Many Native Hawaiians responded with a big, good, we don't want you here. So why don't these Native Hawaiians want outsiders coming to Hawaii? We'll hear why on the next Native America Calling.
So I've got a guest here. Polly, tell me a little bit about your organization. Here it's called the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative.
Yes, we're an education and training program here in Alaska, and we hold trainings throughout the year that are in-depth and intensive, and they are about coming in and sharing our stories, connecting our childhood experiences with our adulthood, and also how do we gain the tools to respond to people who've been impacted by abuse. So we hold trainings that teach the tools to responding to people who've been impacted, and we're holding trainings throughout the year that are open for anyone 18 and older to attend.
So that's a year long or available all year long, but this month is special. What's happening this, what does April have significance with this?
Well, the significance of April is it's Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we're just bringing awareness to the topic and encouraging healthy traditions and healthy families. And one of the ways that we're doing that is we're having an awareness fair today, and as well as April 14th and 21st. And it's going to be at the Anchorage Native Primary Care Center. We want to encourage the public to come from 10 a.m. to noon today, and we're going to have informational booths there, plus some children's craft activities available, and we want you to just come and learn about the programs, learn about the resources out there, and bring your child along and walk away with a craft activity.
So I've been through the atrium there and seen these different fairs when they pop up, and it's always kind of fun. It's like, you know, it's always a little bit well, it's kind of surprising because a very serious topic like this, you go there and you're like, oh, well, there's all these smiling faces with great information. What's going on? And you're like, oh, wow, that's a deep topic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you figure motivated South Central Foundation to kind of highlight this or focus on this?
Well, family wellness is a very huge key point that is highlighted and by South Central Foundation. You know, family wellness is a traditional Alaska Native value, and family wellness means healthy individuals, healthy families, healthy communities. And we also want to bring, you know, awareness that we've got huge issues that we're facing here in Alaska when it comes to things like sexual assault and child abuse, child neglect. And mainly the goal of Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is to end child abuse, child neglect, and domestic violence in the state of Alaska in this generation. And if you look at our statistics, that'll tell you why we're underscoring family wellness. If you look at our statistics here in Alaska, 50 out of 100 adult women here in Alaska experience intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both. And child sexual assault and abuse, we're at almost 6 times the national average. And so what we're doing with programs like Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is we're ending those things. You know, we're bringing them down. We're encouraging healthy families, healthy traditions, and family wellness to continue to ripple across the state of Alaska through our trainings.
And with regards to that, I hear that you've got a special training with the deadline coming up this coming Monday. Is that?
Yes. We would like to encourage people to apply for Beauty for Ashes, and that is the in-depth intensive 5-day training that I told you about. And we hold that twice a year here in Anchorage. And the upcoming one is this month. It's April 24 through 28. It's here in Anchorage. And we're accepting applications until April 10th. So if you're interested in learning the tools to strengthen relationships, learning to support and come around others who've experienced family violence and abuse, if you want to learn about reducing the effects of trauma in your own family and supporting others, this is the training for you to apply to. And we want to encourage everyone to attend regardless of your culture, your gender, your spirituality. It's open to anyone 18 years and older.
And so how do we get information on that? Like, is there a certain website to apply?
Sure. You can find one of our applications at www.fwwi.org, or you can feel free to give us a call. I'd be happy to connect with you and email an application to you, and I can be reached at 729-5440, and we'd love to meet you and share an application with you. Once again, we have a deadline for that Beauty for Ashes application on April 10th, so get yours in.
Thank you. So these fairs, I noticed sometimes there's a speaker. Is there one today?
Yes. So another special thing about this month, Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, is every Friday of this month, we are going to highlight a special guest speaker that will speak around the topic of this month. They're going to speak about their experiences and share their resources around the topic. And today, our special guest speaker, his name is Gene McConnell, and he started an organization called Authentic Relationships International. And he's going to be highlighted today at the South Central Foundation Primary Care Center in the Sophia Chase Boardroom. And his presentation will be at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m. Basically, what he's going to speak about is he's an expert around the topic of shame as it relates to healthy relationships. So he's going to share his expertise as well as his resources around that and healthy relationships. And space is limited, so if you'd like to hear this special guest speaker, be sure to call us at 729-5440 to RSVP. And that's at 12 o'clock today.
Well, thank you. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to encourage people to wear teal or blue in honor and recognition of Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and be thinking of the things that you can do within your family to create healthy traditions, to continue family wellness, whether that's an activity with your child, whether that's a card to someone you care about and appreciate, maybe who's been impacted by abuse. And also, you know, we want to encourage you, if you have, you know, we all have stories of our own. We all have the things that have deeply impacted us. And I just want to say that your story matters, your voice matters, your experience matters. And there's someone here, there's someone who wants to hear what you have to say and who wants to hear your story. It's a sacred story. And we want to encourage you to reach out to supportive people. For example, at South Central Foundation, Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, Star Alaska, organizations like that or a safe person that you can think of to share your story, your voice is very important.
Thank you very much. Polly Andrew with the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, an outreach advocate.
Thank you, Koyana.
Danny?
Okay, thanks so much, Frank. Thank you so much, Polly Andrews, too. You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice. It's 8:37, still to come, Bonnie Raitt and new music from Portugal the Man.
On the next World Cafe, Cameron Avery. Voice. He's also the touring bassist for Tame Impala, and he is bringing jazz, sex, cigarettes, and swagger to his solo debut. I'm Talia Schlanger. Cameron Avery's up on the next World Cafe.